After Nashville, we headed northward, first going to Lexington, Kentucky, then Baltimore, Maryland, Camden, New Jersey, then up to New York City. Third time coming to this place, and the first time when I'll actually have time to do a bit of sightseeing. We got the buses and trucks unloaded at the Beacon Theater by midday, and then they had to go park in New Jersey. There simply is no place for them in Manhattan that doesn't cost an arm and a leg. This gave me some time to walk over to Central Park, one of the places I had not yet gotten a chance to see. It's amazing. You get just a short way into the park, and most of the traffic noise goes away. I decided to walk up the west side and see the Natural History Museum too, staying there until they closed. Seeing the huge dinosaur fossils was fascinating, as was the planetarium. I can easily see why Star likes astronomy so much. Then the gems and minerals, and finally the Hall of Sapient Origins. They did a nice job of covering the main points without appearing speciesist. By the time I emerged, the park had calmed a lot since the sun was going down. I decided to walk back to the theater, and since it was connected to a hotel by the same name, it simply made sense for the entire crew to stay there for the night. There was a small diner on the corner of the hotel, which was reasonably priced. Oh, I could have afforded the fancy places, but I've always felt out of place in them. This was far more comfortable. I did get some diners looking over my way and whispering. One even got up the nerve to ask for my autograph, which I gladly gave. It was getting fairly late by then, but I wasn't sleepy. Still, I returned to my room, took a shower, and since it was one of the older hotels, the windows did open. Yeah. This is New York City, all right. It's after midnight, and the traffic is just as loud as it was at 2 in the afternoon. Oddly, though, it fits this city. It fits it like a glove.
What a beautiful noise. Coming up from the street, it's got a beautiful sound, it's got a beautiful beat. It's a beautiful noise going on everywhere, like the clickety-clack of a train on a track. It's got rhythm to spare. It's a beautiful noise, and it's a sound that I love, and it fits me as well as a hand in a glove. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. What a beautiful noise coming up from the park. It's a song of the kids, and it plays until dark. It's a song of the cars on their furious flights, but there's even romance in the way that they dance to the beat of the lights. It's a beautiful noise, and it's a sound that I love, and it makes me feel good like a hand in a glove. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. What a beautiful noise. It's a beautiful noise, made of joy and of strife, like a symphony played by the passing parade. It's the music of life. It's a beautiful noise, and it's a sound that I love, and makes me feel good, just like a hand in the glove. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. What a beautiful noise coming into my room, and it's begging for me just to give it a tune.